It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
This is where boaters from around the world come together, and we thank you for coming along for the ride this morning. Hi there, we've got a full show of information for you about boating stuff. We're going to be talking about the Support the Troops Poker Run, now sort of called the Lake Charity Poker Run. And we'll have Amber Grisham on the Boat U.S. guest line shortly. Ron Dugan's going to tell us about some of the big changes that are going to be taking place during the Lake of the Ozarks shootout coming up in late August. Glenn, we've got the Glock shootout. Ken Little will be joining us in the second half of the show this morning. We'll talk about the Glock shootout and some of the changes and the exciting news coming out of the Oklahoma event for their third year. And then Denise Pitlick is going to talk to us again about the Down Alert PSD, the personal safety device for those of you that are doing any towing or skiing or wakeboarding. This is a great new device for safety, and I'm going to offer you something very special, but you got to stay tuned to get the special offer about the Down Alert PSD. Now, today I want to tell you about Captain Ron's Bar and Grill. They are the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So happy to have these guys on board with us. They're at the 34.5-mile marker on the main channel, 550 Sunrise Beach Road, right across the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Now, Monday through Friday, they're open at 11, but Saturdays and Sundays, they're open already. They open at 9 o'clock. Lots of good stuff coming up. How about tomorrow? Father's Day breakfast starts at 9, runs till 1 o'clock. That'd be a good thing for Dad. And then take him out on a boat ride. Next Friday, June 23rd, is the Support the Troops Poker Run. They'll be running into Captain Ron's at some point. And then don't forget, on July 3rd, they're going to have fireworks there after dark. Entertainment-wise, let's see. Tonight, we've got Faded Youth, 8 to midnight. On Monday, the 19th, Sax on the Beach, 7 to 10 p.m. Next weekend, we're looking at, I-70 Overdrive next Saturday from 8 until midnight. Good stuff coming up over the 4th of July holiday, too. The Iberries, M80, Sax on the Beach, all performing during that first holiday weekend of July. So, again, Captain Ron's, the official restaurant bar, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and the home of the shootout, 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. You can look them up on the web for more information about all the stuff going on there. Captain Ron's at thelake.com. Well, Lake Race is behind us. Memorial Day weekend is behind us. But the next big event, boating-wise, on Lake of the Ozarks is the Lake Charity Poker Run. And that's the Support Our Troops Poker Run. Amber Grisham's on the phone with us this morning to talk more about it. How you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
We're doing great. We're looking forward to that big fun run and poker run coming up on Friday, June 23rd, heading out from Camden on the Lake. Tell us a little bit about the combination sponsorship now from Midwest Boat Party and Performance Boat Center.
This year, Performance Boat Center stepped up and is helping Midwest Boat Party get everything done for the poker run and helping us put it on. Takes a lot of manpower to plan something of this magnitude, so they're really stepping up and lending some hands where we need them to get banners up, to get website stuff done, just odds and ends, and they've been really great and super helpful, so we really appreciate all their help this year.
Well, you know, when this thing started 9 years ago, it was pretty easy to put together. The numbers were small, but over the years, this thing has continued to grow, so this is the 10th annual Support Our Troops Poker Run, and I know we have plenty of people from around the lake that get involved in it, but we also have large numbers of people who come from various states.
Yeah, we have a lot of people from out of town that come in. I know we have people from out in California, Louisiana, Texas, Pennsylvania. I mean, we have people from all over the country, and not to mention, like, the local states, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, obviously, Illinois. We usually have around 100 boats, and our numbers are looking good for this year, so we hope to maybe peak over a little bit of that, and around 300 to 400 people in those boats. So it's become a huge thing for the lake, and we're really happy that we're at the 10-year mark and hope it's a great year.
The other unique thing about this poker run is the fact that there are military personnel from various bases around the state
that get to come in and ride on these boats. And that really gives it a little bit different twist, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And we keep track of those numbers. Whenever people register online, they have the option to sign up to have military personnel ride with them for the day and get to explore the lake and whatnot. And people are still registering. So if anyone is still interested in taking military personnel with them when they register, go ahead and check that box and let us know how many you want. And we'll pass it on to Heroes Care because they organize all that for us. We'll get someone out there with you guys.
Tell us a little bit about Heroes Care, which is the beneficiary of all the proceeds.
Heroes Care is based in Fenton, Missouri, and they have a big facility where they're able to help active and veteran military members and their families with day-to-day needs in their lives, whether one of the significant others or spouses are deployed or if they're here. I mean, people need help with just odds and ends type things. So Heroes Care can help them out. They have food pantries. They take donations for clothes and things like that. Pretty much anything that they will take, and they're able to help someone out in need that has given so much for us already with serving our country.
You know, the Poker Run has thrown off lots of dollars towards Hero Care over the years. Do you have an idea of kind of a round of dollar amount that's been contributed so far?
Somewhere over $100,000 is the number that I have. Mm. It's here and there. It's rough, give or take a little bit. But I know it's over $100,000. I hope to give another 20-plus thousand this year. That's usually our goal, is what we can shoot for. So hopefully with the help of Performance and all of our sponsors and people, just some people just give random donations, and then the spots that we actually go to on the Poker Run, they donate to be in the Poker Run, people registering. I mean, all of that goes into what we're able to donate to Heroes Care.
Well, we know that Camden on the Lake provides a great starter breakfast for everybody, and driver's meeting there on Friday morning, June 23rd. Amber Grisham, thanks for being with us today. Drive careful on the way to work.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good day.
All right. We'll see you there.
And that whole thing ends up at Dog Days, and that's where they do the Poker Run draws and exchange the checks for the folks there at Heroes Care. LakeCharityPokerRun.com, or you can look them up by Support the Troops Poker Run. I'm going to start calling our lake the Lake of the Sea Rays, because this past weekend when I was out, it seemed like every fourth or fifth boat was a sea ray of some kind. And, of course, those all come through our headquarters right here, the Marine Max location at Lake of the Ozarks. They're part of a big family, the largest recreational boat retailers in the country, 53 or more locations now around the U.S. with those premium brands like Sea Ray, Sports Boats, Cruisers, Yachts, the Azimuth Yachts, Harris Pontoons, the Nautique Wakeboard Sport Boats, and, of course, the legendary Boston Whaler Vessels as well. There's brokerage on site, financing and insurance, full service boat yard, of course, mobile service for those of you with your own docks, huge parts selection there as well, a great little ship store, and premium marina facilities as well. The Lake of the Sea Rays is where we are, Lake of the Ozarks, and for more information about our local Marine Max location, look them up on the website. Go to marinemax.com. Thank you. Yeah. All right, the results are in. Thanks to all the racers, support crews, volunteers, sponsors, the LOA members. The great Osage Howler 2017 paddleboard race is over. It was last weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Congratulations on the 61-mile extreme. Brad Daniels, 6 hours, 52 minutes. Thomas Silva came in second with 7 hours and 5 minutes. And on the 14-mile fun run, we've got, Jamie Jett and Don Wright coming in at 1 hour and 53 minutes. So congratulations. Thanks for enjoying and being part of that first event. Well, if you're out on the lake today, you've probably already seen them. The 2017 Cigarette Rendezvous is underway. They started this morning, actually yesterday, got together, and they had a big mandatory driver's meeting this morning. They headed out for Coconuts, believe it or not. And they're supposed to be up there by the time the show ends this morning. Then they're going to go back to Camden on the Lake and eventually end up back at Performance Boat Center. You'll see lots of those cigarette boats running up and down Lake of the Ozarks this weekend. Colonel Sandra Karsten, Superintendent, Missouri State Highway Patrol, Water Patrol Division, says they are going to be participating in Operation Drywater. It's the national campaign in which Marine law enforcement officers from across the country coordinate special patrols to keep our waterways safe from boaters operating under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Now, this event is coming up June 30th through July 2nd, and it's designated as Operation Dry Water. We'll have some more information on that coming up for you next weekend with an interview with someone from the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. It is already time for our first break in the show this morning, and we thank you for being with us here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Some changes at Shootout here at Lake of the Ozarks. Ron Dugan's going to be talking to us next. Some changes at the Glock Shootout. Ken Little's going to be talking to us after the bottom of the hour break. And then we're going to tell you about that special offer about the Down Alert PSD. Don't go away. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back after this break on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9. And some of the information in our program, the infomercials, are paid.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
This is Cale Grauer, Business Development Manager for Hydro Hoist Marine Group. There's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boat Radio Show coming up.
It's a hidden hazard. You cannot tell by looking at the water, but it can be deadly. Electricity can leak into water from faulty equipment on docks and boats plugged into shore power. Someone who swims into energized water can become a victim of electric shock drowning. Safe Electricity urges, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Tuck your legs up to make yourself smaller and swim away from anything that could be energized. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Going to be talking a couple of shootouts here in the next couple of segments. Ron Dugan from Captain Ron's will be here to talk about the update on the shootout. Some of the activities are changing and places are changing. And well, anyway, he'll have Ron with us in just a moment. We're going to talk with Ken Little about the Glock shootout down at Grand Lake in just a little bit. And then Down Alert PSD, the personal safety device. Denise Pitlick will be with us at the end of the show today. But first, I want to talk to you about JollyCharters.com. This is the website to book your cruise on the Calypso pirate ship. Now, the cruise we want you to take, and this is the one that you'll want to take your kids on or your grandkids, this is the Pirate Treasure Hunt Excursion. This is a blast. The kids will love it. They all get dressed up in little costumes. I give them eye patches and swords. And I mean, they have a great time. Captain Scallywag is there. He puts on a little show on the stage before they board the Calypso boat for the cruise and the treasure hunt. It's a blast. And I'm going to offer you $3 off per ticket by going to jollycharters.com and booking your cruise right there online for the Pirate Treasure Hunt Excursion. $3 off. Use the promo code NOWAKEZONE. You can also give them a call if that makes it easier for you. You can do that. 573-392-5390. And they'll be glad to take care of you. Be sure you mention the promo code NOWAKEZONE to save $3 off per ticket on this fabulous Pirate Treasure Hunt Excursion aboard the Jolly Charters Calypso at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, the Lake of the Ozarks shootout comes up the last weekend of August. Ron Dugan is with us to talk to us about some of the changes and things to look for on the shootout calendar this year at Lake of the Ozarks.
All right, so looking at the boating event calendar, you know, the Blessing of the Fleet's over with, Memorial Day's over with, Lake Race is now in the books. what are we looking forward to? How about shootout?
Absolutely. You know, this is time of year we get cranked up and get ready to go for the shootout. You know, we've got basically a short couple months here, and yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, 10th anniversary for it here at Captain Ron's. So 29th year overall. So it's going strong, and we got a lot of interest this year. We got a lot of new sponsors, and you know, just. You know, we shortened the course this year. It'll be the first time in history of the shootout that we have a different course.
Let's talk about that, because that's one of the big concerns I think a lot of people have, and maybe they don't even know what we're talking about when they say short course. The race course forever basically has been 1 mile.
Right.
This year it's going to be 3/4 mile. What's the thinking behind that, and how are we going to get that information, continually to get that information out?
Well, it's out there a lot. And, you know, we just got to keep, you know, plugging away. It's on the website. You know, all the powerboat magazines have been talking about it. All the website and blogs and Facebook pages, they're all talking about it. So, you know, it's out there. But and really nothing's changing other than the finish line is exactly the same place it's always been, you know, in the 10 years it's been here. But we're just, the start box is going to be 1/4 mile closer. You know, that's the only change. It's being done for safety purposes. You know, there's been, you know, the shootout has had an unbelievable safety record, you know. And even though, you know, we had a spin out last year, you know, that's happened before at the shootout. It's happened, you know, 3 or 4 times in the past. You know, we had the one crash a couple years, or 3 years ago, which was, you know, tragic. But, you know, it's got an amazing safety record. But, and we want to keep that, you know, as the horsepower increases in these pleasure boats, you know, they're just putting so much power in boats that weren't really made for that kind of power. And so this was a suggestion that has come, you know, come to us. We studied it. We got a lot of different opinions. But everybody kind of came back to the same thing, that if we shorten the course a little bit, you know, and help slow some of these boats down, then, you know, hopefully we can maintain our really amazing safety record.
And they're going to continue to work on these boats because it's speed, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, and they're going to do it, and they're going to change props, and they're going to set them up a little bit different, you know, to try to get, you know, as high a speed as they can get, and because that's what they do. And that's great, you know, that's what the shootout's all about, you know, but we're doing everything we can as organizers to, you know, help keep these, you know, people safe, you know, and make sure they're going home at night. And this is, you know, one thing that we thought we can do. There's some other things that we're looking at also, you know, with regard to life jackets and canopies and those kind of things, you know. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we just constantly are looking at all the time. What can we do to help keep these people safe?
2 days of racing, August the 25th and 26th, 10 to 4 Saturday, 9 to 3.
It's actually 26th and 27th.
26th and 27th. So yeah, here we go. 26th and 27th.
We're racing on Saturday and Sunday, not Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Run, of course, on Friday, right, is a big event, and we're working tying in a little bit more with the Cat Fest, too, this year, aren't we?
Yeah, we have. We've been in meetings with Alvin Heathman over there, and who puts on the Super Cat Fest at Camden on the Lake, and Camden on the Lake's jumped on board with the sponsorship, and we're thrilled with that. But yeah, we're going to move the live auction to 8:00 on Saturday night over at Camden on the Lake in conjunction with Super Cat Fest, and we're excited about that move. And you know, we're just trying to raise as much money as we can, and you know, there's a lot of guys that are very very generous with their money. And we're trying to follow those guys around, you know, and hopefully they'll help out the shootout charities like they usually do every year.
There's so many activities that are going on leading up to it, a golf course, the mini shootout. You've got the little boat and pontoon poker run coming back again this year. Possibly the PWC run to the dam. So there's a lot of things going on. Anybody wants information, where's the best place to go?
It's the shootout website. And even though we're still missing a couple flyers for a couple events, most of the information is accurate. It's a good place to go. It's LakeOfTheOzarksShootout.com. And, you know, it's got everything. Just go to the events page, and it gives you the schedule of events, everything that's going on from the you know, the meet and greet over on the strip to the Hall of Fame dinner to the treasure hunt. I mean, everything's on there. It gives time, specific information about each of those events also. So you can click on that event, see the flyer and get more information there.
This is all about nonprofit organizations helping and then getting a check for their efforts to help this thing. So the shootout charities are very, very important. Are we set with all the volunteers we need, or is Paul Hooper needing more help?
I think he always needs some more help. I mean, we had 670 volunteers last year, you know, and not that we've really added anything, but, you know, we have teamed up with the Ozarks Amphitheater this year, you know, and we're providing some opportunities for some additional sponsors to go, or not sponsors, but charities, to go in and help with the concerts this year. And so, and that money's coming directly back to the shootout charities. So, you know, that's exciting. So that's another opportunity. But, yeah, anybody that wants to volunteer, you know, get a hold of the chamber and let them know that you're willing to help, and you know, you'll get to pick your favorite charity, and we'll get some money toward that.
LakeOzarksShootout.com is the website, and of course we'll have radio and TV coverage brought to you by News Talk KRMS and our television station affiliates. You know, Boat US is celebrating over 50 years of helping boaters around the country enjoy some great benefits. Some of the things you receive as a member of Boat US, a free Boat US mobile app, the Boat US magazine that comes on a regular basis, free online boating safety classes, access to boat insurance, boat graphics, boat financing, theft protection program, lots of handy checklists and brochures and self-inspection guides are available, excellent customer service, and a monthly email newsletter as well. And there's a whole lot more. There's about 50 or more things available to you as a member of Boat US. It's only $24 a year. Now add to that the Boat US towing package. So for $72 a year, this is the best deal. You've got 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you're out on your boat and you have a problem, the guys at Boat US, Towboat US, are going to be there. On our lake here at Lake of the Ozarks is Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson. Good to see you this week, Charlie. 573-216-4701 is the best number to get a hold of these guys, or you can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and you can find a link right there to both Boat US and Towboat US to get some additional information. Yes, indeed. Don't get stranded out there. They'll take care of you, but you got to have a membership. We're going to talk Lock Shootout next, and then we're going to learn about the Down Alert PSD right here on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, where our archives for the show is usually posted by Sunday afternoon or evening. Go to bobsnowakezone.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll find the on-demand doc box. We're live right now on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio too. KRMSradio.com is the website.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Chicago 25-6-4. I think I got that figured out. It's 25 times 6 divided by 4 is 37.5. Okay. Have to find out what that really means. Hey, welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Trying to keep it on boating topic if we can this morning. Hey, let's see. We've got Ken Little from Glock. The shootout at Grand Lake, Oklahoma is standing by to talk to us with an update on what's going on down there coming up in middle of July. We also have Denise Pitlick's going to be here to talk about Down Alert PSD, the new safety device for those of you that do towing or putting people on skis or wakeboards. Pretty handy little device, and we've got a special offer for you coming up in the show before we're over today. Market originator, industry innovator for decades, the boat lift industry salutes Hydrohoist boat lifts. They've got the ultra lift, that's the heavy duty lift now for docks that are in rough water. They have the shallow water docks, of course, the HP Extreme PWC docking platforms, which are unbelievable, and then of course the Harbor Hoist, which is the newest to the Harbor Hoist line, available for those of you in salt water. We want to talk to you as well, those dealers around the country, of course, right here at Lake of the Ozarks, Hydrohoist of the Ozarks, but overseas and around, we've got two locations in Canada that sell Hydrohoist products, in Denmark and Sweden and Finland, also down in Australia and New Zealand, through the Middle East as well. And your contact for any of the international locations outside of the U.S., Cale Graver. He is your contact, and you can reach him by email, Cale, C-A-L-E, at boatlift.com. Now, here at Lake of the Ozarks, we're fortunate to have Joanne Clark and the Hydrohoist of the Ozarks location right there on the highway, U.S. 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. And Joanne can be reached at her office at 573-346-7505 or by email at jclark@boatlift.com, just the initial J, jclark@boatlift.com. Or for more information on all the Hydrohoist products that you might want or need, boatlift.com. Well, let's give you Chicago as our bumpers. How about that, huh? The third annual Glock Performance Boat Shootout is just ahead of us at Grand Lake, Oklahoma.
The lake race is in the books, and the next one on the calendar, oh, look here, it's the Glock Performance Shootout at Grand Lake of the Cherokees. And to talk more about it for this go-around, we've got Ken Little on the phone. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Well, here we are looking ahead to July 13th through the 16th for the third annual Glock Shootout at Grand Lake, Oklahoma. You've added a few new things this year, so we want to kind of go down the list and let listeners know what's going on. First thing, of course, is the big street party, which is always a well-attended event the first night. So tell us what's going to happen there and where's that going to be this year?
Okay, we've moved that to the very center of town there on Highway 59 at the Grove Civic Center. And that's going to give us a lot of visibility. We have ample parking for pedestrians there. People want to come watch all the boats on the trailers in the parking lot at the Grove Civic Center on July 13th. That'll be from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right. Now, this year, like many of these events, there's been an added event on Friday. This is called the Troops Charity Tour. So tell us how this came together and what will the boaters be able to participate in?
We wanted some kind of a run to attract more people to come to and watch the race. And so we decided, you know, on Friday afternoon, there's not a lot going on, so we can come up with the Troops Charity Tour. What that is an escorted tour by the Glock 35 Motion from the lakeside. We depart at 11 o'clock down, all the way down to Pensacola Dam, which is 26 miles. We're going to do a little plate style pass by the dam, get back up on the plane, and as we come back north, we're encouraging our participants to drop off to lakeside restaurants and have a food and beverage, and then they can come back to the marina later that afternoon, and we will have prize drawings for everyone that has entered.
Outstanding. Now, this is a benefit, or was it just organized by the Combat Vets Association there in Oklahoma?
Well, Glock organized it, and we got the Combat Vets involved because that's who all the money's going to after expenses. It'll all go to the Combat Vets, which is actually Vets Helping Vets, and all that money will go to these people within a 75-mile radius of Grove. They're a 501c3, but they are a nationwide chapter, and we're just dealing with the Grove chapter on this particular run.
Very good. Well, then, of course, all the boats end up down at the lakeside docks there that are covered, and a great opportunity to have a party.
Yes, sir. It is, and we'll have an in-water dock party that night from 5 to 10. We're going to have fire up the dock at 6:30, which means we're going to start every engine in that, under the cover of that dock. It's going to be loud, and the kids will really enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, then we get to the two race days, Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th. Now, let's talk a little bit about the race course. You had a very unique course with a two-mile basic run. You've got a mile down and turn around and a mile back. So each time the racers go out, they get a chance to run twice. But now there's a change in the course this year. So tell us, firstly, what happened there.
Yes, sir. We just wanted to add more safety for the participants. They got nearly supposed to go on just a little bit too fast for the design of the hole. So we wanted to shorten the course, bring the speeds down a little bit. They'll still be fast, but they won't be quite as fast. We have 2 3-quarter-mile courses that face each other that come out of a covered slip by our dock guy, go right straight to the start line, run south to the finish line, and start shutting down, to go down to the south start boat, turn around, come back north, back to the same common finish line, and right back into a covered marina. But we have reduced the length of both tracks to 3/4 mile.
And you and Ron Dugan with the shootout up here at the lake of the Ozarks has kind of got together, and both of you shortened tracks this year. So that's a good safety measure. The other thing, too, is I've noticed that you've moved the start line a little bit closer to the sailboat bridge. Is that going to help spectators see a little bit better?
Yes, it is. We moved it a little bit closer. The finish line is further north, which will be better for viewing from the bridge. And we also have moved the spectator line from 800 foot from the race course up to 600 foot from the race course, which would be much better viewing for the people in the boats watching the event.
Well, and that's one of the nice things about the Glock shoot out there is that you have a big raft-up area, but you've also got some other viewing locations for spectators, which is really good.
Yes, sir, we do. We do have Sailboat Bridge, which we're going to have golf carts taking people from the parking lot up to and from the bridge. They won't have to walk that 1/4 mile. And viewing from the bridge, they can see both tracks, which is 1.5 miles long. And we have another brand-new viewing area right there in the parking lot, which we're going to have a 40-by-60 tent and have bleachers underneath the tent, which they can see all the entire first 3/4-mile track from under the tent. And then we have, of course, viewing from the dock for people that have pit passes during the race. And the other viewing area is the top of the Queen, which will be open up on the 3rd floor. You can see the event from the top of the Queen barge there in the marina.
Very nice. Well, those that are going to be there can listen to live coverage on KGVE-FM 99.3 there in Grove. And I, once again, will be hosting that broadcast. And looks like we might be partnering up this year with Brad Harrington, another boat racer from the Lake of the Ozarks area, to provide some additional coverage and information to those listening on the radio. And I would like to compliment Linda and you for the great work you've been doing, putting together our broadcast book that's got all the details about everything in there, and we'll be sharing that with our listeners. Tell me a little bit at this point, what kind of racing team numbers do you have so far, Ken?
Right now we have 28 racing teams signed up, and we're not even to our big sign-up season yet. So I would expect we'll have at least 10 to 15 more racing teams signed up between now and the day of the racing.
Outstanding. Well, that'll be a great event. July 13th through 16th at Grove, Oklahoma. They're at Grand Lake in Oklahoma, northeast part of the state. Ken Little has been our guest. The website is GlockShootout.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right.
We'd like to invite everybody. We have a brand new website this year. It's awesome. So we'd invite everybody to go on there and check it out. We have videos, pictures of the last 2 years of racing. It's really awesome.
All right. Very good. Ken Little, thank you again, sir. We appreciate it, and we will be seeing you soon.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Dallas, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
So it's really starting to get hot out there, and you're thinking, boy, it sure be nice to have a new bimini top. And I would direct you to Paradise Upholstery for that work. You can contact Pete or Pam Zimmerman by going to their email address, which is info@ParadiseUpholstery.com. See all the work they do on their website, ParadiseUpholstery.com. You'll find a link on my website, BobsNoWakeZone.com. They do some great color matching as well. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. ParadiseUpholstery.com or info@ParadiseUpholstery.com. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. We're going to be talking with Denise Spitlick coming up next. Talk about the Down Alert PSD and a very special offer. You'll want to listen to this. Right here on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio, or later a replay on boatradio.net. It's where you'll find our podcast as well. ¶¶
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Final segment coming up. You're going to want to listen to this one because we've got a great product for you that could really help save somebody's life out there on the water. It's called Down Alert PSD. Denise Pitlick will be our guest coming up shortly now. Hey, I want to tell you, if you are planning on coming to Lake of the Ozarks and renting a boat, I'm going to direct you to the boat rental gurus, and that is iguanawatersports.com. 888-365-2399. I'll repeat that number a little bit later. But Iguana Water Sports, they've got something for everybody. They've got those speed boats. They've got PWCs, tritunes, fishing boats, and, of course, party boats. A couple of those floating around out there as well with the slides. And, of course, the fun accessories that you might want as well. Three locations around Lake of the Ozarks. They've got the main headquarters location right there on the Bagnell Dam Strip at the one-mile marker. Iguana Osage Beach near the Grand Glaze Bridge, right there at the Topsider. And then also the Iguana North Shore location at the 5.5-mile marker in Rocky Mount. Advanced reservations are suggested and recommended, I would say, particularly this time of year. But you can go online and do it, iguanawatersports.com. Or here's that number again, 888-365-2399.
This is Pete McDonald, the deputy editor of Boating Magazine. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
There's a new device on the market that is pretty easy to operate. Doesn't interfere with any of your water sports activities, but it could certainly save the life of somebody being pulled behind, or somebody on a tow, or probably somebody maybe skiing behind a boat. It's called the Down Alert PSD, Personal Safety Device. It's a handy little device that goes over your wrist, over your forearm, if you will, and when you fall in the water, you pull it right out, stick it right up, put your arm in it, and you hold your hand up in the air. It's orange, and it's got a diamond reflective center on it. It's a great device. Denise Pitlick is on the phone, and Denise, tell us a little bit about how this idea came about.
Well, my husband and I have been going to the Lake of the Ozarks, ever since. I mean, I grew up going down the Lake of the Ozarks on vacations. And actually, we had a condo down there when we were raising our kids. And we've been on the lake and on the water forever and just really enjoyed boating. But one of the things that always concerned us is when we were behind a boat on a towable, or we had kids or, guests behind. And it's just that time getting back to them when they're in the water by themselves with really no way to say, hey, watch out for me. And, you have, like you said, the orange flag on the boat, but that really doesn't draw any attention to the person in the water. And we all know how rough the lake has gotten over the many recent years. When you don't have something that's really showing, hey, I'm in the water, it doesn't really draw a lot of attention. The skier down flag on the boat doesn't draw that attention to that person. So we were always concerned, getting back to the boat. We always told the kids, put your arms in the air, wave, wave, wave. And we always thought, hey, something needs to be done about this. Well, now we have grandkids, and we're having that extra anxiety again. And we just felt like, maybe we can come up with something. And we put our mind to it, and just came up with a device, and it's really one of those things, if you see it and you take a look at it and you think, why didn't I think of this? It's really basically a device that turns out to be a flag that you wear on your arm and just turn on down, like folds over your hand, and it's a bright orange flag with a yellow reflective diamond on it, mm-hmm. and draws attention to that person that's in the water rather than, you know, just having them there without any visible alert to show that they're there.
You know, some parts of our lake, as you know and have experienced over the years, and we have too, sometimes there gets these big rollers that come out there. And you know, if you're towing somebody and they vanish occasionally and you pop up and they vanish and they pop up, there could be a boat coming behind or from, you know, a stern or somewhere that's, you know, going to potentially run over that person when they're in the water if they can't see them. And a lot of times that orange life vest is not enough because you just, you know, right down on the water. So your device fits on your arm, and you've got some simple instructions here. It says pull, slide, alert, and then tuck it back in. The alert is basically your hand. It's like a glove, if you will, without fingers. And it goes up to your fingertips, and then you wave your arm in the air, and it should really help people that are driving other boats see you a lot faster.
Right, exactly. And I think what's really great about it is that when it's not deployed, it's very small and compact. So it's not going to interfere with your water sports. And if you think about it, it kind of looks like almost, you know, the little wallety thing that you put your iPhone in when you're running.
Oh.
So it's small and compact like that. But then you just pull it and you slide it up, like you said, like a glove or a mitt. And when you deploy it, it's very visible. So you're right. And I can remember, like, our condo was down in the Camden area. And one of the things we were always concerned when tubing is don't fall off when you're making the bridal cave turn, because that's the place where it was always the roughest and the hardest for anybody to see you if you fall off there. So right around that mile marker 11 on the little Niangua back there. And the big Niangua back there. And it was one of those things that, you know, nobody could see you with those big waves, and you were always really concerned. So the Down Alert PSD would be a signaling device that can really help you when, you know, when you have those big waves, but really for anybody, anytime, because you just don't know when a boat's going to come by and come bearing down at you and not be able to see you. Because distracted boating is one of the most frequently occurring reasons why there are boating accidents, and, you know, just really improper lookout and distracted boating, the people just don't see what's going on.
Exactly right. Personal signaling device, the PSD, the Down Alert PSD, and it's available in four sizes, so you've got one to fit, you know, the kids from 7 to 10, and then youth, and then adults up to the extra large size. How does somebody get in touch to buy these, and where can they get some more information?
It's www.downalertpsd.com.
All right, very good. Well, this is a great new invention, and we wish you well. We're going to let the word out here, and congratulations on a great new invention. The Down Alert PSD, or the Down Alert Personal Signaling Device, for all kinds of water sports, skiing, tubing, and wakeboarding. And Denise, we sure appreciate it, and best of luck to you. Keep us posted on how things are going.
Thank you very much, Captain Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
And now here's that special offer that I've been mentioning today on the program. We're going to offer a $10 discount on each Down Alert PSD that you purchase. Go do the purchasing through the website, downalertpsd.com. Regular price is $29.99, and with $10 off, that's $19.99. And if you purchase three or more, they'll do it in free shipping for you. Just enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE. And you'll save $10 off on each of these Down Alert PSDs. Again, enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you'll receive a $10 discount on each, free shipping if you buy three or more. And your price will be $19.99. That's a pretty good offer. We really want to get these out there. We think they're a very valuable piece of equipment that any of you that have skiers or towables, please take time to investigate this, look at them, and then make your order right there off the website. By the way, I should mention that Denise and her new product got a really nice write-up in the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators email newsletter saying that the Down Alert PSD launches to increase visibility and safety for water sports participants. So congratulations to Denise, and again, thank you so much for ordering these. Just put in the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you order
your personal down alert PSD from the website downalertpsd.com. Be sure you enter the promo code No Wake Zone. Well, if you happen to be in San Diego this weekend, you'll be enjoying the San Diego Boat Show. And, of course, you know the Royals have been out on the coast pretty much this last week or so. San Diego early last weekend, then San Francisco, and they're playing the Angels now. But if you get a chance, drop on down to San Diego. The boat show's down there. It's at the Spanish Landing Park East Harbor Island. For more information, SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com. They've got seminars. And, of course, power boating, a great way to learn some things about power boating. Kids face painting, food and drinks, of course, more than 150 boats, free demos, free seminars, and just a couple more days of fun today and tomorrow. Here's an interesting story. John Travolta is going to be starring as a famed speedboat racing champion and powerboat mogul Don Arano in a movie called Speed Kills. Travolta is also the executive producer for the biopic. And looks like, you know, who else could do this any better? It's going to be very exciting to see John and this movie that will be coming out. And, of course, he's coming off his movie starring as a defense attorney, Robert Shapiro, in The People versus O.J. Simpson. So we'll be watching for this story about the cigarette mogul, Don Arano, played by John Travolta. And a quick reminder that next week we're going to be talking with Hannah Helsby from NASBLAH about Operation Drywater coming up a little bit later, just before the 4th of July weekend. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. Amber Grisham, thank you. Ron Dugan, Ken Little, and, of course, Denise Petlick. Thank you all so much for listening today. We do appreciate you. We'll see you next time right here next Saturday morning, same time, same boat channel. For Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach. Have a good weekend.
Bonilas Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonilas is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonilas Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonilascharters.com.